We zijn dus niet live vandaag. We zijn pre-recorded, zoals het heet, van tevoren opgenomen. Wel vanuit Pakhuis de Zwijger. Dit is Songwriters Guild Live. Op StadsFM met Ro Helfheid als uw gast hier. We hebben het komende uur hebben we twee acts. Eentje heet André Senkevich en de andere is Jimmy Robinson met Lily Chiara. We gaan eerst even naar wat muziek luisteren van de acts die volgende week komen spelen. We hebben twee artiesten, maar we beginnen met Dip Jones. Hij komt volgens mij uit Amerika en hij gaat volgende week op onze radio spelen. Op onze radio zou spelen. Het nummer wat we nu gaan draaien is Flies in the Marketplace.
Solitude ends, then the market begins. The noise of great actors and poisonous flies, where greatness is flattened to PowerPoint slides, and solemn announces auction off effects on the side. Flies in the marketplace. Sanguinary thrust, your Marxist smacks of pure rejection, two-dimensional loss projection, desire caged by self-reflection.
Ja, dat was Dip Jones. We gaan door met de volgende artiest die ook volgende week komt spelen, Jaap Boots. Hij heeft zelf een radio-icoon bij de VPRO. Vanaf denk ik wel de jaren 80, 90, deze eeuw ook nog wel. En hij heeft zelfs een paar keer deze show gepresenteerd, wat een hele eer was voor mij. En hij komt volgende week dus als gast. Hij heeft net een nieuw album uit, een maand geleden volgens mij. En daarvan gaan we het nummer draaien. Heeft iemand mijn ziel gezien?
Een stoppelbaard. Wie heeft mijn hart ontwaard? heeft iemand mijn oor gehoord. Een oor dat zo wreed werd gesmoord. In Kosovo en in Westerbork. Wie heeft mijn oor gehoord? Heeft iemand mijn oog gezien? Mijn oog dat zoveel heeft gegriend. En dat zoveel meer en beter uitzicht had verdiend. Is dat misschien gezien? Toch mijn nier geleend en tegelijkertijd een spier ontvreemd. Ik voel me raar, ik voel me heel ontheemd. Wie heeft mijn nier geleend? Heel alleen in Heerenveen kijk ik dwars door mezelf heen. Mijn schaduw weg, mezelf zoek. Ziel gezien. Wie heeft mijn ziel gezien? Wie heeft mijn ziel gezien? Quelqu'un qui a vu mon âme. Wie had mijn ziel gezien? Anybody seen my soul? Wie heeft mijn ziel gezien? Wie heeft mijn ziel? Wie heeft mijn ziel gezien?
We gaan beginnen met onze eerste live gast. En dat is André Senkevich. André, welcome to the show.
Ja, hi.
Yeah, good. I heard a little tick, but that's actually the cord on the microphone. Good. So let's start with a song, if you don't mind. Yeah, you don't need to put on the headphones. What song you want to start with?
This song called "Our Time" is a song in the Belarusian language.
Mm-hmm.
So and. Every time I say that you cannot nothing understand, but you can feel this music.
Yeah, that's a good one.
На листе паперы и квартет починая мы отчиняем в окна кватеры. Теплый ветер самотный наш гость, напевая про тое, что башил, и спробуя принести нам штось, штось новое, и мы утяшные, и мы утяшные. Thank you. збіраем радкі, па хвілінах мы лічым гадзіны і бяжым ад сабе без аглядкі. Вось ёсць у нас выхад адзіны, зноў бярэ свой пачатак дзень, сонцу версе смяецца для нас, а мы ўнізе хаваемся ў цень. А лишь знойдем, мы знойдем наш шанс, мы знойдем наш шанс.
Yeah, great, man.
Nice. Woo. Thank you.
So, Andre, you're you're working on a new album, right?
Yeah.
It's an album with seven languages, multilingual album. That's great. What languages are you thinking of?
It's like my little philosophy. If I have two or three tours in one country, later I make songs in this language. So, and now I have songs in English, German, Latvian, Polish, and I will like Icelandic language. So, and maybe I can find lyrics and make something for new album.
But do you really understand the languages as well, or how does it work?
Not every time, but I can speak German and English, so and Latvian sometimes I can understand, but I don't write lyric myself.
Oh, okay.
So I find lyric from guys from this country and make only music on these texts. And I think it's better when these texts make guys from this country, not like it's not my language and I cannot understand all the things for like magic in language. So when I try make only music for text.
Yeah. But you do sing it yourself, so you know how to pronounce it then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite good. And how does that work? If you do you know the meaning do you of the lyrics before you start writing the song?
Yeah. When I find lyrics, it's very important for me that that lyrics will be close to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes I can say, oh, I want a song about nature, about sea or ocean. So, and maybe you have these lyrics.
Yeah.
And the guy say, oh, yeah, I have this text. So maybe you can check in. So, yeah, I check and it's very nice text. And yes, sometimes like with Latvian language, I have translate. I have a transcription for this text.
Okay, and, yeah, of course.
Yes, and I try singing. Oh, yeah, it's a very beautiful song. And yeah, I can use this text for my music.
Oh, great. And so when is it coming out? Because I'm quite curious about this.
At all or?
The whole album.
Mm-hmm. This album we will release in next year, I think. So
okay.
Maybe in April. So, and I have band in Minsk, so, and several songs will be alone, like singer-songwriter, several songs will be like full sound.
Yeah.
So, and we need more time for this.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, but in November I will play next tour in Netherlands, so, and I will play these songs in English and German
but,
in Netherlands.
Have you already had enough tours in the Netherlands to also write a Dutch song, or...?
Not in November, but I think later, yes.
Ah, good.
I can.
So there will be a Dutch song soon.
I really like Dutch language. So, and I think it's very different when you use language for talking and for singing. And many people in Holland say that Dutch is not so beautiful language, but for music it's very nice language, I think. And
you think it is actually really good for music?
Yeah, and I listen sometimes Dutch musicians, so and for me it's very close. And All language like German, Dutch, Danish and Icelandic, all this group of language, it's very like.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that. And you say your songs are about a call to action. Do you mean to say that your songs are like activistic songs or?
No.
How do you, what do you mean with that?
I think we have so different music in the world. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's very important when you have nice lyrics or nice music, for example. Sometimes you have music about folk or political or religion. So I don't have songs about religion and politics. I think musician it's not for these things. Mm-hmm. So, but when I play my music in Netherlands, for example, and people cannot understand lyrics and text, so, and for me it's important when people can feel this music. So, and when I play in bar, for example, and people drink and eat and so all these things in the bar, so I can play loud or not so loud, but it's important when people can listen music. Mm-hmm. And close eyes and feel this music and can try dreaming about something. So, and I think when I play music, for example, my solo concert is 2 hours. So, and it's like little theater, you know. Mm. So it's like not 20 songs. It's one big song, and I try take people this dreaming and my thinking about life, about nature. Sometimes I say, okay, you can close eyes and think about ocean, for example. Mm. So, and I have so many pedals effects, and make all this background for music, and this tension is very important for me.
Okay, so you basically have two types of concerts. You have your bar concerts, and theatrical concerts.
You know, sometimes musicians need money. So for
food and I agree.
For life, yes. And usually it's like 50-50 in concert in bars, cafes, and it's like concert in concert venues when where people can listen music, only listen and attention for musician.
So. Oh, great. Well, we'll be hearing some more music of you in this show, but first I want to listen to the other act, Jimmy Robinson. So, Jimmy, could you take the place of Andre and
yes.
play a couple of tunes for us?
That's very nice, Andre.
Yeah, thank you, lovely.
So Andre is making. Andre gaat eventjes daarnaast op de andere plek zitten, en dan komt Jimmy erbij. So, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
It's good to see you again, Ro.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk later, but what song do you want to play for us first?
This is a rather new song called Donau Blues. I play the Passau Jazz Fest almost every year, and it's right on the Donau River.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no title, and I asked the audience to come up with one, and the gentleman said, how about the Donau Blues? I said, okay.
That's good.
Well, that's it.
All right,
it's not really blues, but...
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, great.
Woo. Thank you.
Let's do another one. Which one you want to play now?
This is one called You Rescued Me. I wrote this for my wife, Anne. She's actually on this tour for the first week anyway. So I wrote this song for her.
Okay.
I was lost, didn't have a clue, but I found myself turned around full circle back to you. Couldn't find my way, could not see, but now it's plain as can be, obviously. You rescued me, rescue me. This world has a way, it'll beat you down. Take a good man and turn his heart around. Knock you down, make you fall. When you wanna be true, you wanna stand tall. I was lost, I didn't have a clue. Dug a hole, falling through. Couldn't find my way, and I could not see. Nothing else to see. Plain as can be, obviously. No doubt about it, baby, you rescued me. Spent my whole life trying to be someone else, anyone but me. And like a blind man, I stumbled in darkness, trying to hold what I could not see. But then you came along, and you turned the daylight back on. Then you came along, and you turned the daylight back on. And you let the air back in so I could breathe again. It's as plain as can be. Anyone can see you rescued me. Rescue me. Rescued me. Rescue me. Mm-hmm. Plain as can be, obviously. You rescued me.
Great, man.
Thank you. Woo. Thank you much.
That's awesome. I'm going to interview you later, so let's first listen to something else. Ik ga eventjes Emma Elba draaien. Zij heeft net een nieuwe track uitgekomen vorige week uit op SoundCloud. En 2 maanden geleden speelden ze op de show. Het nummer waar we naar gaan luisteren heet Go to Sleep.
Just go to sleep. Don't sleep. Think of all the secrets that you couldn't keep. The friends you left behind because they didn't mind. An unfulfilling life, but are you happier now? Aren't you glad? The one I love is always new, clear as day. He makes me smile again. For us, anger is a gift that can't control us. Skies a rusty brown that makes us all lust. Lust after the purest type of love. And we don't sleep. I'm thinking of the secrets that I couldn't keep. Deep as the Pacific, give them all to me. You're my priest and preacher. Is it simpler now?
Andre, you're back. You're gonna do 2 songs for us.
Mm-hmm.
What song you want to start with?
Next song is Only Up. It's song 2 in Belarusian language.
But Belarusian and English?
Only Belarusian.
Oh, Belarusian, yeah.
I translate the name of songs for you.
What was the title?
Только вверх.
Oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Не тримай, не лічи, скільки залишилося. Відчувай і не мовчи, як не мовчить земля. Коли за разом розсяни б'ють у отказа ніч, гайдає сонце, і кожен чоловік імкнеться тільки у верхалі, дарма здається. Он як є, не люби і не чекай, шепче мені знов яна. Коли за разом розсяни б'ють у отказа ніч, гайдає сонце.
человек имкнется только у верхоле, дарма сдается. Только у верхали дарма сдается.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Okay, what's the next tune you want to do for us?
Next song, I know.
You its know name. It?
Its name of song, I know. In Russian language, it's like Я знаю.
Я знаю.
Yeah. Now you know how it's
said. Now I know, yeah. Я знаю.
Тобой. же со мной. Место, где прятались раньше мечты, где каждый из всех будто маленький камень огромной стены. Пойдем же со мной, там будем петь песни о том, что живем. Там все так, как было, когда мы ушли, там наш дом. Маленький камень огромной стены. Пойдем же со мной, там будем петь песни о том, что живем. Там все так, как было, когда мы ушли. Там наш дом.
Yeah, great, man. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Stick around. We're going to move to the interview with Jimmy and Lily. So, and after that, you're going to play one more song together. Huh? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Let's first ask a couple of questions to you guys. You always tour together? Is that... I always see you guys together.
Pretty often, just about every year for the last... 3-4 years we've done tours here in Europe and in the U.S.
Okay.
We're doing one right now.
Yeah. So what tour are you into now? Are you touring the Netherlands or...?
Yeah, in the Netherlands I'm playing with Lily. I think we have 6 gigs total, something like that. Mostly around Amsterdam. We're going to Oosterbeek. Is that how you pronounce it?
Almost, yeah. Oosterbeek.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Oosterbeek. Then I go to Germany for 5 days and then Paris for 3 days. And then 3 Italian dates, and I wind up in Venice. Go home on the 18th of July. So getting around a little bit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you're doing a lot for musicians in New Orleans. Am I correct? Or
yeah, we've been bringing people that I meet over here, like Lily, for instance, to New Orleans, and we do concerts there. And we have some great Italian guitarists named the Bruskers Duo, and we brought them over this past year.
Okay.
And we did a festival last year. With them called the Across the Pond Festival, meaning across the ocean.
Yeah.
And we did it last night at OT 301 with a bunch of Dutch players and some Americans and a Canadian guitarist. You know Otto, the Canadian guitarist.
Otto Cipela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really very good.
Michael yeah.
Thatcher was there. And then we're going to do it again in September in New Orleans, and Lily's going to come for that. And
great.
Some other New Orleans and Belgian musicians. And so it's been nice. It's been just sort of an exchange. And
yeah.
So... And I have a place that we put the musicians up. We have an apartment there. And so give them a place to stay, and we put on the concerts. And
great.
So, yeah.
You've been in New Orleans for a long time, I think.
A long, long time.
even before...
I was born there, yeah.
Oh, you were born there.
Yeah, I was there
all
for
right.
Hurricane Katrina.
Exactly.
You
so
that, yeah.
you're born in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So how is the situation now for musicians in New Orleans?
It's
how's the scene?
Completely over the top. There are so many musicians there, and there are so many venues. It's much larger than it was before Hurricane Katrina, which was
really?
In 2005. Yeah, it's really come roaring back. Lots of venues, and a lot of musicians moved to New Orleans because of the culture and the music. And
yeah.
So it's a very healthy scene, and so a lot of people use that as their base and tour from there.
So basically, it's just gotten better.
It has. We really came back. You know, we got a lot of help with flood protection from the Dutch engineers
yeah,
who
I heard
advised
about
us. We should have listened to them a long time ago. We didn't.
Yeah.
And we got kicked pretty well. So
yeah.
Now it's a lot better, a lot safer.
Yeah. Happy for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great to be here with Lily, who needs to say something at this point.
Yeah, Lily, what do you want to say about this? But I mean, the tours in America, how were they for you?
Yeah, for me, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It was a long time dream to tour more and to tour in the U.S. I've been there a lot for my dancing. and but to play music there and then to tour with Jimmy together. Well,
they really love
really
Lily there.
Great.
She's really just, everybody falls in love with her. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year we did a big one. We went from New Orleans all the way up to Chicago and
upstate
northern
New York,
upstate
Manhattan,
New York,
Atlanta. We went big giant loop and.
Wow. So what do you think? Maybe Andre could join the team then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a traveling musician.
Yeah.
Come to this. You go to the States much? Have you gone to America much?
No.
You should come.
I never been in America, so it's like my little dream. But I know that now maybe I'm not sure that my music it's for USA. My next tour when I will play music in English, so in other language, I think.
Yeah, I think people would love it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, great. You write mostly instrumentals, am I correct?
Or is that about half and half now? I originally did health. Nothing but instrumentals, and I started to sing a bit. And my wife kind of encouraged it. She says, "Yeah, you sound pretty good. You should sing some more." And
you
it's
do.
Good to have extra things in your arsenal. One guy with a guitar after a while can get to be a little bit boring sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, it depends on the audience.
Depends
but
on who,
I
yeah, depends on the audience. Yeah.
So, but when you write instrumentals, how do you express a message without words? Is that something?
Well, it's the compositional aspects of it. It's how it's put together. And try to have themes that develop and repeat and try to make it make sense musically. I was trained as a classical musician. I started playing rock and roll as a kid, but I went to school for classical music. And
okay.
To kind of try to incorporate, you know, logical compositional elements. And it has to feel right. It has to be interesting to me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, that's interesting. So, how do you incorporate classical music in your
well, like compositional structure, having a theme that develops itself, and maybe a second theme, and maybe that idea will come back at the end. If you listen to things, you'll hear, you know, in some pieces are more free form. It just depends. It just has to feel right. And I have just lots of ideas floating around, and I'll sort of corral them together and try to make them something that makes sense.
Yeah.
And make it interesting for an audience, you know.
So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So let's do one more song. You're going to play together with Lily.
Yeah, we'll do one of Lily's songs. One.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And Lily, you should come to the show yourself as well one time, huh?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good.
We're going to play tonight at Saal 100.
Saal 100.
We'll each do sets and we'll play together as well.
8:00.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Four more days, I can't wait. Already straightened my hair. Clear in my thoughts, try to laugh about my flaws. I've got a big this law. Pour me tea, pour me milk, bring me sugar and sweet. Pour me all that you dream and see. I swim with you naked, I fix what you break. I turn the puddle into the sea. Chart is a pink charade. In the back of my mind, the chatter I find is a sad parade. Pour me sun, pour me air, sing me poems of skies. Pour me sweet little lullabies. I walk with you long, I carry you strong. The sea becomes me. Mm-hmm.
Pour me sun, pour me air, sing me poems of skies, pour me sweet little lullabies. I walk with you long, carry you strong until the sea becomes me, until the sea becomes me.
Okay, stick around for the photo op later on. Ik ga nog even wat muziek draaien van een paar gasten die hier 2 maanden geleden zijn geweest. 3 maanden geleden. Freddie Astaire and The Return noemen ze zichzelf. En ze hebben een soort zomerhitje gemaakt. En ik vond het wel heel erg pakkend eigenlijk. Het nummer dat heet This Is Your Song.
Songs playing around the world, not even one dedicated to you. I've got good news for you, you got your breakthrough. This one forever yours, wherever you wander to. A superstar, you got the whole world singing, dancing to your song. It's simple and it's easy. Don't you all agree with me? I love the lead guitar playing that melody. I love the lead guitar.
Ja, we zijn bijna aan het eind gekomen van deze uitzending. Nog een paar minuutjes. We gaan nog 1 nummer draaien. Ik wou eventjes Jimmy Robinson, Lily Chiara en André Senkevich bedanken voor being on the show. En komende donderdag is er weer een nieuwe Songwriters Guild Live van 4 tot 5. Die is dan wel echt live. Deze was van tevoren opgenomen. Dan heb ik als gast heb ik dus Dip Jones en Jaap Boots. We gaan nog even één nummer draaien van Adele. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Eto. Sorry about that. It's a Osa. Anybody else is able to do that? Het komt uit Zuid-Afrika. En je moet een klik in haar naam zeggen, want anders klopt het niet helemaal. En ze speelt over 2 weken op de show. En dan zal ze het even goed uitspreken allemaal. Vanavond speelt ze met band in het Dokhuis Galerie vanaf 7 uur. En kunnen jullie dus horen hoe dat allemaal klinkt. We gaan nu even luisteren hoe het klinkt op Spotify. We gaan luisteren naar het nummer Make Something Beautiful van Adele Naito.
We're a mess down here, let's be honest. We couldn't form a sieve. We tried. Clumsy fingers, dirty hearts, searching for signs of life here in this dust. Make something beautiful out of us. Make something beautiful out of us. Make something beautiful out of us. Make
something beautiful out of us.
When all the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. You'll never be alone, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, I'll be there for you. Oh, I say, yeah, yeah, I got enough love for two. You'll never be alone, I'll be there for you. When it's Friday, to blame. When you still can't feel the rhythm of your heart, and you see your spirit fading in the dark. Oh, I'll be there when you need a little love. I got a little love to share. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. You'll never be alone.
U luistert.